Good morning. Hope you guys are having a great day. I had a super busy weekend doing a lot of painting. Who knew how sore that could make your hands and little fingers? So anybody that does that full time, that really sucks. So thank you for being willing to do that for all of us so that we don't have to do that. Also stacked a bunch of wood. It's a great workout. A great workout for the lower back if you're not watching what you're doing. So those are just some highlights of my weekend. I painted them in a negative light, but it was very positive. Got a lot done and super sore from just doing everyday stuff. Well, that's enough about me. Let's talk more about some of my ideas. Today, I want to talk about the idea of program jumping. And this kind of came up in my last blog post about this idea of when we set a goal or we have this thought or idea of why projects are so fun in the beginning. So this can be projects, this can be programs, this can be goals. It can apply to a lot. We like to think about them because in the thinking stage, it's very easy. It's still very real, the excitement that we get. In our head, we can paint the picture of it to be real. And our brain doesn't know the difference of that. Now, taking the first step to go from planning, thinking, or imagining, dreaming stage to action can be sometimes hard, but if it's something that's plausible, it's usually not that hard. In the sense of you might have three or four steps you need to take, you're going to pick the easiest one first, the one that you find you're going to find the most enjoyment in. And it's probably going to be the easiest step. You're not going to pick the hardest step first when you're trying something new or doing, or attacking your goal. And so oftentimes what happens is after that first step is done or completed, we hit a barrier or we hit a place of challenge. And that's where we're really tested there. Because if we haven't planned out well before what the step or what the process is going to look like, we're going to deviate because we weren't expecting this hurdle. That's why setting realistic goals are important, so you know where the process is going. And what often happens though is at that point is we just jump to something new. So that could be a workout program where you're working out, and the style doesn't work. You weren't planning on it not, and so now I'm just going to go pick the next shiny object. This could be a project at work. You weren't expecting this. That's why it's so hard to finish the last little bit of something. And so we just kind of keep that cycle going. So dream, think, do, barrier, restarts, do something different, or deviate or pivot off someplace else. And sometimes, yes, that's necessary when you discover, wow, this wasn't the right choice or this wasn't the right thing to do. But oftentimes, they don't give it a long enough time to even get there. And the way to overcome this is actually way back in the beginning, in the planning stage. And this goes back to setting realistic expectations and goals, and getting an understanding of what something may look like. So this could be doing a little bit of research, not too much, but a little bit. This could be also setting out specific goals, time frames to meet that goal. And then the other part of it is enjoying the process. That's why we always talk a lot about process-based goals, not necessarily outcome-based goals. Yesterday night, I spent 2.5 hours building a Kindle inbox, and it's not the prettiest thing in the world. But I really enjoyed the process of learning from my mistakes and doing it. And hopefully next time I build something, it'll be slightly better. I also got an appreciation for how much of a craft and skill finished carpentry is, or carpentry in general is. But anyways, enjoying the process will help a lot. So while doing a workout program or nutrition, enjoying the steps of the journey that gets you to where you want to be. You can slowly see the things you're doing working to getting you to where you want to be. And that's the beautiful thing. It's like why I find so much enjoyment in mowing a lawn. I can see what I've done, and I can also see how close I am to completing what I'm getting done. And it's not always as black and white with your fitness goals or life goals. But if you've planned it out and you're enjoying and looking at the process, you should be able to find those little breadcrumbs of things that you've done in the past and go, wow, that looks really great. And I can also see the next step and enjoy what I'm doing right now in the moment. And those are the kind of the big mistakes. We don't plan enough, we don't expect enough, and then also we're not enjoying the actual steps that get us to where we want to be. And so by doing those two things, we'll stick more to what we're doing and we will get more results, and hopefully complete more things and be more fulfilled. That's all I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in and watching this. As always, please check out my website at joshlamsfitness.com, where I post my latest thoughts and ideas. Also, big shout out, I got a conference coming up in September. It's on this page pinned to the top. So if you can click on that and look at it and see if it's something for you. It's for anyone that's new to fitness or has been struggling with fitness or just wants some guidance. Me and my good friend Kim Lloyd are doing a 3-hour seminar. Sorry, not seminar, but workshop, more hands-on, more interaction. As always, feel free to shoot me a message either here on Facebook or at my email at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com. You have a wonderful week.